It's City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, the public affairs manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program at 10:49 in the morning, and today's date is, let's see here, Thursday, January 21st, 2016. William Sackett, you sound sick.
Well, I've got a little bit of a frog in my throat, and just came on like in the past 2 days. And in my industry, in my world, sometimes that's a bad thing.
Well, we will carry on and persevere with this program. David Nichols is in a meeting this morning, but I wanted to let people know what we were going to be talking about this morning. One of the things we're going to be talking about is the talk of temporary paving of roads in East Biloxi, the South contract. We're going to be talking about the garbage, water, and sewer rates, and we're going to be talking about taxi cabs and Mardi Gras. So that is going to be our show today. One of the proposals that Mayor Gilich had advanced to the City Council in the last week was the idea of temporarily paving some streets that are in the so-called North contract. The North contract covers 55 miles of roads from I-110 all the way down to Point Cadet. The issue is that this is a 3-year contract. We've got about a year, year and a half left on the contract. And a number of residents and business owners have been asking, what can we do to improve the situation in the meantime? Mayor Gilich had proposed to the City Council that we temporarily pave some of the major thoroughfares. This would have been a cost of, he had tossed out the figure of about $600,000, that we were talking about Division Street, Main Street, Seal Avenue, Hopkins Boulevard, a number of the arteries right here in downtown Biloxi where we have the heaviest traffic concentration, not only of residents, but people going to and from businesses. The City Council wants to continue looking at that proposal. One of the issues that we would worry about is whether or not it would impact our warranty, the work that we have going on right now. The second thing that comes into play on the road work is we are looking to move our infrastructure work south of the CSX railway. What we're talking about doing is repairing or replacing all of the infrastructure south of the CSX railway from Point Cadet all the way down to just to the west side of the I-110 loop. What this means, essentially, what this means is that we would have a construction company come in. And we're going to do it different from the way we did the North contract. Under the terms of the contract for the South contract, it's about a 1,000-day contract, which is about 3 years. The contractor would not be able to come in and just mill every one of the single roads. Mm-hmm. Under the terms of this contract, the contractor would work in a certain area, and he would wrap up that area, or if he was going to move out of that area, he would have to have the permission and the authorization from the City of Biloxi before he could move. As Mayor Gilich said the other day, this is going to be his ball game, the one south of the railway. So many things, since he came into office about 200 days ago, so many things were already ongoing, already in the works. So what he's been trying to do is wrap his arms around so many issues and see what legally he can do to move those things forward. However, the South contract is going to start and end with Andrew Fofo Gilich. So he is looking forward to that day. We had a little hiccup in this in that one of our contractors did not fully complete the bid that they presented to the city. So what the city had to do was go with the second bid. It was a bid of, I think, $93 million to a company called Hemp Hill Construction. It was about $10 million over the apparent low bid. So what Mayor Gilich is doing right now is he's negotiating with that company that had that second bid to see how much he can reduce that price. The other big issue that's been going forward with the city council and the mayor is the talk of the water and sewer fund and what we would have to do with rates. It costs us over $17 million a year to provide water and sewer services to all the residents and businesses in Biloxi. What we have been doing for years is we have been keeping our water rates artificially low by subsidizing them with general fund money. What general fund money is the property taxes that you pay. What Mayor Gilich wants to see us do is have a water and sewer fund that operates on its own. And the state agrees with that. The Attorney General has opined that he believes that any enterprise fund, whether it's the water department or whether it's the small craft harbor and all of the our marinas that we operate, they should operate on their own. John Doe homeowner, who does not own a boat, for instance, his money should not be going to pay for the marina. So what the mayor's looking to do is bring our rates in line to where they generate enough money from water and sewer rates to pay for the water and sewer operations. That way, he believes it's fair to everybody. One of the things that the mayor had initially proposed was, to make it even more fair to everybody, is those who use the largest amounts of water, who have the greatest demand on our system. And by that, he's talking about anybody that uses over 8,000 gallons of water. To give you an idea of how much water people use in Biloxi, 59% of our customers use 3,000 gallons of water a month, 59%. 89% of our customers use less than 8,000 gallons of water. So of the increase the mayor wanted to do, it was only going to impact about 11% of our customers. These would be your hotels. These would be, say, like your hospitals, maybe the school system. The mayor's reasoning was these are the users that have the greatest demand on our system. It's a lot harder for us to get water to a 3, 5, 10, 15-story building. It's a lot harder for us to get the water all the way to the top of that building than it is to give it to you in your house. But what the city council said that they would rather do is, let's look at more of a holistic approach, how we can spread out that rate increase among all 14,000 of our water customers. So right now, they are looking at different water rates. We will hopefully still have the lowest water rates on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You look at, and there's a comparison on the rates on our website, when you're talking about water rates, sewer rates, property taxes, school taxes, and pretty much any user fee there is, Biloxi proudly has the lowest. What the mayor wants it to be is the fairest, to make sure that it's the fairest return on our city funds, our city revenue. The other thing is garbage fees. Right now, the city of Biloxi charges $10 a month for your garbage to be picked up twice a week, as well as a recycling program every Friday. The city pays, out of its pocket, $17 a month for your garbage to be picked up. So we're charging you $10 for a service that costs us $17. This is another one of these enterprise funds where it should pay for itself. It can't pay for itself if we're charging $10 for a service that charges that costs $17. What Mayor Gillich is proposing is that we have a plan where we're going to have incremental increases in the garbage rate to where it's going to be self-sustaining in 3 to 4 years. In other words, we're not looking to come in and raise the rates from $10 to $17 a month right away. What he does want to see is a gradual increase that's going to bring it in line. What it's thinking is all of our enterprise funds will be paying for themselves, whether it's garbage or whether it's water and sewer or whether it's the marina, you know, the small craft harbor and the commercial harbor, Point Cadet Marina and so forth. What we are looking to do is operate it as a business where each one of these special services that we provide is a user fee. Yes, garbage is a special service because we are a member of the Harrison County Utility Authority. There is a countywide contract for garbage collection. The other issue that has been coming up before the City Council for, I'll bet, 2 years now, is the regulation of motor vehicles for hire. Councilman Deming has made a proposal that he hopes will be acceptable to his fellow council members, as well as acceptable to the cities of Gulfport and D'Iberville. You may wonder, well, why would you even want to regulate taxi cabs? The reason we want to regulate taxi cabs is because it's a public safety issue. It's also an economic development issue. Taxi cabs are, in a lot of cases, the very first encounter that visitors have with our community. Don't you think, William?
Oh, without question. And I think something even in front of those two line items is called image. Image is everything. The first person you talk to on the telephone, the first person that greets you when you walk into a store, those are the people are the first one, the first ambassadors. So the people that come here, that's the first impression they get.
One of the things that the council, particularly council president now, Robert L. Deming III, is trying to balance is their right to free enterprise and the standards that we should set as a community. The other thing that comes into play are any fees that the taxi cab drivers would have to pay. And what would the fees be for? The fees would be to cover the expenses of background checks. We want to know who's driving these cabs. The second thing is, and it's more extensive than just having a driver's license. You have to have insurance. You have to have a clean background, essentially. The other thing that it involves is, in addition to the background checks, which would be performed by the police department, the second thing you would have to have is you would have to have inspections of these vehicles to make sure that they meet all of the standards that they're supposed to meet. Then you would have enforcement of those. So those are things that the permit fees that would be assessed to the taxi cab drivers, those are things that's going to help offset. The fees will help offset the expense to the city of overseeing the regulation of the taxi cab industry. There have been a number of vocal taxi cab drivers who have come to City Hall and have expressed what their desire is in the terms of regulation. It's a tough thing because, like I said, you want to respect their right to operate a business. But with all businesses in Biloxi, we have to have regulation for the greater good of the community. Mardi Gras is rapidly approaching. We have set up a new section on our city website where we call it Mardi Gras Central. You will find parade route map. You'll find the entire list of Mardi Gras parades. We have more than 20 Mardi Gras parades here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We have four of them right here in Biloxi. We have the Second Liners, we have the Children's Walking Parade, we have the Neptune Parade, and we have the granddaddy of them all, the Gulf Coast Carnival Association Parade. That's all going to be climaxing on Fat Tuesday, which is February 7th, William?
I'm not sure, but let's lucky 7.
Isn't Deborah working on something to do with Mardi Gras?
Yes, it's
Who
a...
Who is Deborah?
Oh, you mean Deborah Jordan Sackett of Sky Spirit Studios has completed some very special goblets for one of the Mardi Gras organizations, but they'll make the announcement accordingly, and I understand they've been very well received, which is good news to her.
And Deborah Sackett's work, of course, is on display and for sale on a daily basis down at the Biloxi Visitor Center.
Yes, you'll see a full variety of her art on glass, and I know I'm anticipating the question from Vincent. Yes, we will have the display or private show soon. She's just very busy right now as becoming a new member of Wayfair.com.
Wayfair.com. We also want to remind people, go to that Mardi Gras Central section on our website. The big thing about it is not only your whole lineup of all the parades on the Gulf Coast, but the other important thing is there are a number of safety tips there. And the safety tips involve before, during, and after the parade. Those are things you may not even think about, but it's a lot of times it's common sense, which is not so common. This concludes this week's City Desk podcast. We're hoping that you will get involved in your city government. The next big meeting is on January 26th. That's right here at City Hall. The meeting is scheduled to start at 1:30, and I've discussed some of the issues, the paving of the roads, the infrastructure, the garbage, water, and sewer rates. These are all big key issues impacting our citizenry.
And if you have any questions, Vincent, where do they email?
Oh, you want to email me, vcreel@biloxi.ms.us, vcreel@biloxi.ms.us. And what we'll do is when we get those questions, we will send you a reply directly, but we will also share that answer with everyone in an upcoming City Desk podcast. William Sackett, I sure hope you're feeling better.
Thank you, Vincent. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.